Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For the first time in their over 20-year history, Trans-Siberian Orchestra will not be on tour this holiday season because of COVID-19. But they are planning a special live stream event on Friday, December the 18th, so you can keep your family holiday tradition intact. And here to talk about that and more, musical director and guitarist from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli. Al, how are you?
Well, things considered, pretty spectacular, thank you.
After worldwide tours and 2,000 concert dates and 17 million fans, Al Petrelli is on the couch in quarantine like the rest of us.
Yes, sir, I are.
2020 has sucked major, hasn't it?
No, brother, I can't agree with you more, but I just can't. I force myself to not even think about the negativity anymore because it's all-consuming. So there's enough good things that have happened in this last 8 or 9 months that I'm just going to focus on and try to, you know, carry those. You know, my job, you know, is to, you know, teach my daughters that, listen, everything's okay, you know, even when it's not okay. You know, we're going to learn how to adapt, overcome, and improvise and get through this mess. And hopefully you and I can talk real soon about it being in the rearview mirror. We can say, thank God that's over with.
Yeah, what a great attitude. I've got a 20-year-old daughter, and I tell her all the time, this too shall pass. You know, we're gonna keep moving forward. You just got to keep moving forward. Nothing else to do.
No, you got no choice. I mean, I'm not going to lay down to this. I've never laid down to anything in my life, you know. And you're going to be careful, and you're going to be, you know, follow safety guidelines and restrictions, and, you know, trust in the powers that be that, you know, this will be eradicated at some point. But, you know, it's like my grandparents in the Great Depression, you know, they didn't see that on the horizon, and it changed the planet instantly, and they were never the same after that, you know?
Right. It's the reason that my grandmother hoarded paper products in her pantry all the time. Every time I went to my grandmother's house, there were tons of paper plates, and I was like, Grandma, what's up? And it was like, because of the Depression. So we're all going to be hoarding face masks in the future, I guess. But let's talk about something that you're doing to make people smile in 2020. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra has the Christmas Eve and Other Stories Live in Concert special live stream event. It is happening Friday, December 18th. How are you guys going to pull this off? What is the plan?
I don't know. I tell you what, ask me that question like on the 19th and I'll give you the whole inside. I tell you what, man, like we had just said, you adapt, you overcome, and you improvise. You figure it out. This has been the way that the Trans-Siberian Orchestra has been from the jump, you know. We recorded a hard rock, heavy metal version of a Christmas classic that had never been done before, and lightning struck. And then Paul O'Neill wrote a record around that song, and, you know, the world had never heard anything like that before, and they fell in love with it and made it part of its tradition. You know, we started touring in 99. It had never been done before with a narrator and all these different singers and orchestras and all that stuff, and we figured it out on the fly. We cut the band into two touring bands in 2000. We didn't know how to do it, and we figured it out. We did it. So here we are. We fast forward 2020. We've never canceled a show in our career in 25 years. Nothing, never once, you know. And now in August, we found out that we had to cancel an entire tour. Not acceptable.
Right.
You know, not going to happen. You know, I'm not finishing 2020 without, you know, I'm not laying down to this thing. You know, the O'Neill family, management, nobody. They're like, now we're going to have to figure something out. So it's going to be a virtual live stream. The band is going to set up in a building in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to rehearse like we always rehearse, except we're going to be surrounded by a camera crew. And we're going to, you know, play that show live, like it's a live show, from the opening narration till the closing note. It's going to be a live one shot at this I have, you know.
Right.
No overdubs, no post-production, nothing. So that in itself, you know, that part of it I know how to do really, really well. You know, running the band and making sure it's the best show ever, that we're going to get straight. The interesting part, the different part about it, and what we have really together is different now, you know. you guys don't have to come out of your house. You know, there's no traffic, there's no bad weather, there's no babysitters, there's nothing. Stay in your feety pajamas, get on your couch, you know, or a tall one. Do what you got to do. Get the fireplace kicking. Turn your TV up really loud and proud. You know, and at 8 p.m., Friday the 18th of December, you know, we're coming to your living room.
Every seat is a front row seat, right?
Literally. Not only a front row seat, brother, but what I understand, it's almost going to be like you being on stage with us.
Right.
You know, there's going to be cameras so close, you're going to be able to look into the singer's eyes, right into their soul, and understand every syllable that they're singing. You know, I mean, this is really, it's never been done before.
Is that a good idea? How dark is it there? And that soul.
Listen, in my case, I'm gonna, you know, I might wear the mask just for that.
Wear some sunglasses. Al Petrelli is the guitarist and musical director of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Again, the special live stream event, Christmas Eve and Other Stories Live in Concert on Friday, December 18th. Trans-Siberian.com is where you go. And I love the fact that this is a family price ticket. It's a one price all in. And if you can't watch it live, you have the opportunity to actually watch it later, up to, is it 48 hours later?
Yeah. You own the thing for 48 hours. You know, you could watch it, you know, 48 times if you want. Do whatever you want to do. You know, pay the $30. You know, invite over whomever you feel comfortable having in your house. You know, again, it's different nowadays. You got to preface everything with, you know, safely do so.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, I affectionately consider our repeat offenders who've been coming to see the show for 20-something years now. They know the show, you know, as well as I do at this point. This is brand new for them, too. They've never seen anything like it. So if you're familiar with us, you know, let's spend this tradition together again amidst this insanity that's going on. For 90 minutes, let's shut the world off and let's revel in Paul's story. Let's celebrate Christmas Eve and Other Stories again. And for people who have never seen this before, I promise you, you'll have the time of your life.
I was going to say that, too, because sometimes tickets are tough to find when you guys come through a town. You know, you guys sell out shows, and people who have not seen you, who have wanted to, here's your opportunity. And then for those repeat offenders, you know, it is a part of a family tradition for them. And it's not just about the familiarity with you guys, but also, you know, a new experience every time because you're always changing up the show. And just last year, we talked about this. You guys just revamped the Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Mm-hmm. For last tour, and now you're having to take that reboot of it and do something even different with it again.
Oh, completely different. I mean, I've never done anything like this in my career. You know, I mean, yeah, I've shot videos, I've been part of film and all that stuff. But, you know, that's a lot of lip syncing, that's a lot of, okay, role play back and do your thing for the sake of the visual. This is not only a visual presentation, but it's, again, the band will play this live, you know.
Right.
There's no smoke and mirrors regarding that, so... You know, it's exciting, it's terrifying, it's different, it's all those things that we've all become accustomed to over the last 8 or 9 months in our country and globally. And like you said, you know, yeah, tickets, you know, up until this year go real fast. And people are like, oh, I can't get front row, I can't get fifth row, I got to sit in section 300, whatever. Now every family on the planet can buy a front row seat.
For $30, I mean, for the whole family, too. So it's not only that, it's also a bargain when you break out the price of it. It's happening again on Friday, December 18th, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas Eve and Other Stories Live in Concert. Trans-Siberian.com for tickets. Al Petrelli is the guitarist and also the musical director for Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You brought this up a few minutes ago. Some people may not realize that there are two different touring versions of the show, much like the old Ringling Brothers Circus used to do. They had a red troupe and a blue troupe. And, you know, depending on where you lived and what year it was, you got a different show. So you guys are bringing everybody together. How is that for as a musical director to bring together people who haven't, I mean, they all know the show, but they haven't worked necessarily with those people they're going to be working with?
Well, we all work together, you know, every year when we do our normal rehearsals in Omaha, you know, for the past however many years we've been doing it at that arena. You know, so we're all in the same building together. Everybody kind of knows the drill. Everybody knows exactly what they're responsible for bringing to the first rehearsal. That is not the time that you start learning stuff. You know? And every one of them at one point or another have been on the receiving end of my more than gruff tone in my voice. So, you know, I'm kind of like the Bill Parcells of this band. You know, don't show up unprepared. And they already know that. You know, I got the best players on God's earth, the best crew. Everybody's the best of the best, so they know exactly what's expected. But then personally, it was taken away from all of us back in August where, we, you know, for a minute we thought we weren't going to do anything this year. And we're not touring this year. We're not doing the 120-something shows that we would normally do. So when it was handed back to us almost as a gift, you know, you will learn to appreciate it that much more. And everybody's working so much harder than ever just to make sure. Again, we got one shot at this. It's not like opening night was good, but you know, tomorrow night's going to be better. Opening night is closing night.
I imagine some violin player fresh out of music school is not going to tangle too well with a guy who's dealt with Alice Cooper and Dee Snider and people like that in his career.
You don't want to do that for all the right reasons, because you know, I was there when this thing opened its eyes in 1995 and 96.
Yeah.
You know. Well, you know, I was in the room with Paul O'Neill, you know, his family, everybody involved, you know, just said, you know, we got this crazy idea. And I'm like, dude, I'll follow you to the ends of the earth to do this. Let's go.
Yeah, and you're protecting that legacy. I mean, that is in your hands.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's my job. And not only is it my job, it's who I am as a person. Paul was my best friend, you know, still is. You know, my big brother, my boss, my producer, my everything, you know. And I will protect he and his family's legacy, you know, at all costs. And everybody knows, you know, we've had a couple, like, you know, snarky little string players that would show up here and there, and I'm like, and I just look at them, and that's all I got to do. You know?
Al Petrelli is the guitarist and musical director of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Again, their Christmas Eve and Other Stories live in concert. Live stream event, Friday, December 18th, trans-siberian.com. $30 all-in family ticket. Now, on a personal note, this situation means that you are going to be home for the holidays for probably the first time in over 20 years.
And more than that, to be honest with you, but yeah.
I imagine in the past it's been a convenient excuse as to why you couldn't shop or wrap gifts, that you're too busy. So so how is it going to work for you this year?
Well, listen, you know, this is the first year in many years that my wife won't be visiting me on tour, and I couldn't figure out for the longest time why she loves coming to Denver until I got my Amex bill for the Cherry Creek Mall every year. So
yeah, you can drop a few dollars there.
Good, yeah, and she shops upstairs. Love her to death, but oh my God. So on a positive note, again, taking all the positives out of this, you know, I'm saving a fortune in that regard. But all joking aside, this is the first time that I will be in my house on, you know, for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in years. And that's fine. You know, my tradition is to spend it on the road, you know, celebrating Christmas every night we do a show. And, you know, my wife, Nicole, and my two younger daughters will come visit me wherever I am, and we have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day together. And I have my three older sons, you know, who live on, you know, other parts of the country. You know, every so often they'll come visit me and we'll hang out. We'll have a day. This is the first time in my life that I'll have all five children under one roof.
Oh, wow.
The first time. And it's, you know, again, I don't want to thank COVID for anything. You know, it's horrible what's going on. But if I have to just say thank you for the opportunity to spend in my own home with all my children, you know, once, and it's the only time it's ever going to happen, then I'll be thankful for that. And I'll have that memory with me for the rest of my life.
Well, that is the silver lining of 2020. And I've talked to a lot of musicians and comedians and other people who tour for a living, and they say that this has really caused them to slow down and really appreciate that time that they do miss when they're out on the road. Also, it gets you geared up when we are able to go back out. You're going to be eager to get back out there and see people and be re-energized by it all too. So,
oh God, my wife is very eager for me to go back.
I bet.
She's going to shoot me. God.
Now, speaking of your wife, is there a private entrance directly to the upstairs at Cherry Creek that Mrs. Petrelli uses?
Okay, I think she's getting helicoptered into the roof.
Yeah, really?
Oh, well. No, but all joking aside, I mean, those are the things, those are the moments that have become just, you know, part of my life. I mean, I love Denver so much. You know, I mean, for years, to go into the Pepsi Center, to do two shows, to see so many familiar faces, have so many friends over there, to do our shopping, to have fun, you know, all those kind of things, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have that this year, and a lot of people don't have a lot of things this year, but what we do have is the opportunity to celebrate for 90 minutes together something that is familiar and traditional for so many families, starting with mine, right down to yours, you know? And, let the world stop for that hour and a half, or as many times as you guys want to watch this thing, you know.
Right.
The headaches of the world will be there, you know, when we're done, you know. But for that 90 minutes, we're all going to be able to know that we're all connected, albeit virtually and differently, but we're all connected to this timeless story that Paul wrote so many years ago that we've all fallen in love with. And at the center of that story, as you know, it's just about missing somebody in the holidays. You know, in Paul's story, it's a father missing his teenage daughter who ran away from home. But, you know, for the rest of us, we all miss somebody. You know, there's always an empty chair at the dining room table that's empty for whatever the reason. And this year in particular, everybody misses everybody, you know. I mean, you can't be with a lot of people for, you know, all of these reasons. So I think to come together, you know, for an hour and a half and you know, explore that and understand that you're not alone in that and that we're all together, connected bizarrely through this disaster. You know, at least we have that to look forward to and that to celebrate together.
Well, and what I'm interested in is seeing how it plays in everybody's home, because, you know, everybody's used to coming to see you live. It's a spectacle. It's an event. But now in your home, like you said, footy pajamas, I'm going to, you know, have a fire in the fireplace, going to be a little bit more intimate and even closer. So the story, I think, is going to have an even bigger impact on people who are in their home, really, hopefully, focusing on the things that are good in life now and having a great experience with this. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Christmas Eve and Other Stories Live in Concert special live stream event, Friday, December 18th, $30 at trans-siberian.com. And again, you don't have to watch it live. You got 48 hours to watch it as many times as you want. Al, good luck with the show. Great to talk to you as always. And when you get back to Denver, we'd love to chat and maybe take Mrs. Petrelli out for a little bit of a shopping excursion.
Well, let's leave her home. You and I get together.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon.
My brother, much love and thank you for everything. Stay safe, please.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.